Learning any language is enhanced by some knowledge of the cultural customs and beliefs of its native speakers. Developing an awareness of and a sensitivity to a language's subtleties are inherent to acquiring true fluency. The following notes for Pimsleur's Mandarin 1 are meant to provide you with an introduction as to how the language and the culture are intertwined. Mandarin. Mandarin Chinese is the state language of China, used by the government and in the schools. Although there are 8 major Chinese dialects, Mandarin is native to approximately 70% of the population and is the only dialect that has a corresponding written form of the language. Chinese who are educated through at least the primary grades speak Mandarin as well as local dialects. However, due to the size of China and the ethnic diversity of its inhabitants, hundreds of other dialects are spoken in different areas. The dialects spoken today are based more on geography than on ethnicity. For instance, residents of Shanghai will speak Wu. In some parts of China, particularly the central and southern areas, education and official business are transacted in the locally dominant language. Although people from different parts of China generally do not understand one another's spoken language, they use the same basic set of characters for writing. Today's Mandarin is closely based on Northern speech, which was the lingua franca of the ruling class spoken in Beijing, the capital during the Ming and Qing dynasties. After the nationalists overthrew the Qing dynasty in 1912, government officials at first considered creating a new national language by adopting a mixture of dialects, but in the end it was decided to retain Mandarin as the national language. The communists, who defeated the nationalists in 1949, continued this policy, but they changed the name and coined the term
普通话,
or common speech, for Mandarin. This is the word for Mandarin used throughout mainland China. In Hong Kong, however, as in Taiwan and most overseas communities,
国语,
the older term continues to be used. Pronunciation of the national language differs slightly geographically. The nationalists, whose capital was the southern city of Nanjing, were influenced by southern dialects, primarily Cantonese. The communists, whose capital is Beijing, were influenced by northern speech. Pictographs. It is commonly thought that every Chinese character is a picture or pictograph, but only a few hundred of the several thousand characters are true pictographs. However, most of these are now written in such a way that it is difficult to immediately guess their meaning. There is also a very small group of characters called ideographs or ideograms, which represent ideas or objects directly. All other Chinese characters are combinations of these pictographs and basic ideographs. Traditional and simplified script. In 1949, China's new government considered instituting an alphabet in place of the traditional characters as a refutation of traditional or feudal culture. Instead, they decided to simplify the existing characters by reducing the number of strokes necessary to create them. By 1964, a list of 2,200 simplified characters was created for use as a modified script. Further simplification was briefly adopted, then abandoned at the end of the Cultural Revolution in 1977. Presently, simplified characters are used in mainland China and Singapore, although there is a movement for the restoration of traditional characters, especially in southern China. Hong Kong, Taiwan, and most overseas Chinese communities continue to use the traditional characters.